This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bill O'Brien just walked up to the mic and said, "Hello, everybody. Redacted. Any questions?"
"Hello, everybody. Did you see what happened to the Astros? See ya."
Well,
I assume none of you actually want to ask me real football questions,
right.
I'm just going to let you get back to your jobs.
So Bill O'Brien's the happiest person on earth that this news came down with the Astros yesterday, because it completely distracts everybody from the stink that was put out on the field on Sunday from all the questions swirling around him. When we went to bed on Sunday night, Seth, when we all went to sleep, I'm sure we all woke up on Monday morning saying, you know what? Some head coach / manager is going to get fired today, and it's going to be AJ Hinch.
The firing, we were waiting to punish. I guess we had never really, had it ever entered your mind that guys might get fired over this?
I assumed
there would be a punishment, and then there you go. I wonder, too, look, Luno, as we know, he's bringing the Houston Open back to the city proper of Houston.
And Crane, yeah.
And what did I say?
Luno.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Crane, it's going to be that kind of day already. We've got legal things we need to chat about here.
I normally wouldn't jump in like that, but
please,
I want to make
sure. Yeah. No, oh, by the way, that should be a standing rule. Always jump in.
Okay.
I mess names up enough that I don't want to go to bed knowing that I messed up something stupid like
I'll only jump in if it significantly changes the narrative, yeah.
So,
the golf tournament.
So when porn star Lila Jones, the owner of the Astros, said yesterday that she was going to fire Jeff Luno.
Right.
No, but when Jim Crane fires Jeff Luno and goes up and gives a press conference by himself, to his credit, he just got up there, didn't have a lawyer by his side or anything like that. He looked genuinely upset about everything that had happened. I wonder if the fact that he's so big into golf, and golf is such a self-policing sport and it's taken very seriously, despite all the evidence that CEOs who play golf cheat like the Dickens, he might be one of the ones that doesn't and actually takes it very seriously.
That's a nobody's talking about right there. I've not heard that angle to the Crane firing of Luno and Hinch.
This is a victory for the sport of golf. I bet there's a bunch of golfers out there. Honestly, I swear, because the ones who take it really serious, like the kinds of people that call in rules violations when they see him on TV, I wonder if they do think, back me up on this or tell me I'm crazy, golfers out there, like really, really pro golfer types. Is part of it that maybe he would feel it worse because he's just very, very, very deep in golf? That it's that's kind of part of the ethos of golf, that you don't do stuff like this.
It's an interesting question. So in looking at the two guys that got punished, Seth, Hinch and Luno, I'm looking at how these guys come off. Look, neither of them have met with the media yet. They've just put out statements. And we know what's in the report. It's about a 9-page report. If you're a big Astro fan, I would encourage you reading it. It's unlike things like the Mitchell report and these other investigations that go on that are like 50 pages. It's a quick read, and it's
digestible.
A good summary.
You know what? Major League Baseball did something right here.
It's the coffee bean of reports.
Yes. It's a hardcover pamphlet.
It is.
I could probably pick this up at the airport.
You could.
You know what I see? I go at the airport, and I'm like, I'm looking for something light to read, and there's that Mitchell report. I'm like, no, what the hell?
Yeah.
I'm not reading the Mitchell
it's
report.
It's like the damn phone book.
On my flight to Orlando.
That's right. So, I don't know how you feel about it, Seth. To me, the two main players in this thing, Hinch and Luno, I think Hinch, I believe Hinch. Let me put it this way. The way that Hinch and Luno come off in these two things, I think are a microcosm of how both of them came off during the Brandon Taubman thing. When the Brandon Taubman situation rose up, and if you remember, assistant GM Brandon Taubman, who, by the way, is also suspended for a year, and they made it clear in the report it had nothing to do with this sign-stealing thing, they just waited to punish Taubman for his actions where he walked up to some female reporters and essentially flaunted the Roberto Osuna trade right in front of him. It was like, figuratively, like crotch-chopping from him, like, yeah, Osuna, woo! They ended up punishing him, same punishment as Luno. And Hinch, he's out of baseball for a year, but they made it very clear it was solely because of his conduct after the ALCS in the clubhouse. So, but I think that the way that Hinch and Luno come off in the report, in their statements, I think are similar to how both came off in the wake of the Brandon Taubman situation, where if you remember, Jeff Luhnow was part of a management team that is going to get painted with the stink of accusing the reporter of fabricating the report and then having to take up for this employee who started the whole thing. Like the executive portion, you know, not executive Crane, but like that Luhnow part of the organization, the baseball operations part, came off looking horrible in the Taubman situation. Hinch came off looking like a completely self-aware, contrite, our clubhouse is supposed to be a place where people are welcome in here and things like that. I think that Luhnow and Hinch come off looking that way in the report and in their statements yesterday. I think Hinch comes off, look, Hinch should have done something about it. I'm a little sympathetic to him just because he does seem to be contrite about it. And maybe I'm biased that I like AJ Hinch. Luhnow comes off looking slimy in this whole thing, man. Luno's statement is pointing fingers. It's I didn't know anything.
Yeah,
especially when the report says they think he did know something.
No, and Luhnow, this goes back to hey, the statement that was issued after the Sports Illustrated writer or the New York Times writer, the writer wrote about the incident in the clubhouse after Game Six. Like this is that's consistent with Luhnow. That's consistent with Luhnow, you know, kind of taking a snide, turn up your nose at everybody else approach about baseball and the rest of the world. Like, well, no, I'm not a dirty, stinking cheater. Not like Hinch and those other people.
It's basically
you know?
What he said.
Yeah, just like they said, well, of course we didn't do this. We had an investigation which we asked nobody.
If I'd known anything, he says this in his, I'm paraphrasing, but he says this, Luhnow does, in his statement that he put out yesterday. Had I known anything about it, I surely would have put a stop to it. He almost Southern Belled the whole thing, Seth. Surely if I had known there was signs stealing.
If I had known there were signs stealing, you know, I would have put an end to it immediately. Toot sweet. Yeah.
Right. Do you think both of these guys, Hinch and Luhnow, do you think they work again?
Yeah, I think so.
Who's more likely to work sooner?
I think ironically,
They're both done through the 2020 World Series.
Nothing ironic about this. I think Luhnow probably works sooner because Luhnow can be somewhat behind the scenes and still very valuable to an organization. Maybe he only works as a consultant.
Yeah.
But I think teams are going to be very wary of bringing somebody in that has the stain of a cheater and bring that into their organization. The guy, where's the guy from the Cardinals? He's still in jail, isn't he?
Correa?
I'm not sure
if Correa's still in jail.
Is Correa still in the clink?
Yeah,
I'm sure he's doing hard time in some maximum security place.
Banging out license plates,
up in Oklahoma or something.
Right.
So I think that I would imagine, Luhnow, look, aside from this right here, which was cheating, plain and simple, everybody knows that the Astros have done a whole lot of legitimate stuff in terms of team building, in terms of use of technology, scouting, all that. And nobody will ever be able to take that away from Luhnow. I think he gets to use that again. Let's see. As far as Hinch goes, yes, Hinch will work again. Will he be a manager? I doubt it. But I would go to Mark McGwire and other guys who were very notably part of the steroid scandal. They're working in baseball.
Yeah.
You know, McGwire had been out of the public eye for a good time before he went back in. And people are going to make jokes and write about it and everything. But, I mean, he's still there. People recognize him for what he is.
I think there's a much better chance that Hinch winds up working in his previous vocation. Like, I guess my question would be, when does Hinch become a manager again? When does Luhnow become a general manager again? I just feel like there's a chance Jeff Luhnow might not become a general manager again at some point. Like you said, there's a lot of things he could do where he maybe doesn't have that title. I do feel like AJ Hinch is a guy who's going to be able to clean this thing up. I think Hinch is a likable enough guy. I think he's a smart enough guy. I think he's a good enough manager that he and we have such short memories with this stuff now, man. You know what I mean? Like we're like forgiveness is a hobby now when it comes to America. So I think Hinch I think he'll manage again sooner than we all think.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.